请一起来读。当希律王的时候，耶稣生在犹太的伯利恒。有几个博士从东方来到耶路撒冷，说：“那生下来做犹太人之王的在哪里？我们在东方看见他的星，特来拜他。”希律王听见了，就心里不安。耶路撒冷合城的人也都不安，他就召集了祭司长和民间的文士，问他们说：“基督当生在何处？”他们回答说：“在犹大的伯利恒，因为有先知记者说：犹大地啊，伯利恒啊，你在犹大诸城中并不是最小的，因为将来有一位君王要从你那里出来，牧养我的以色列民。”当下希律暗暗地召了博士来，细问那星是什么时候出现的，就差他们往伯利恒去，说：“你们去仔细寻访那小孩子，寻到了就来报信，我也好去拜他。”他们听见王的话就去了。在东方所看见的那星忽然在他们面前投行，直行到小孩子的地方，就在上头停住了。他们看见那星，就大大的欢喜。进了房子，看见小孩子和他母亲玛利亚，就俯伏拜那小孩子，揭开宝盒，拿黄金、乳香、末药为礼物献给他。博士因为在梦中被主指示不要回去见希律，就从别的路回本地去了。我们这时候，我们请到教会的林林弟兄来我们正道。Now we have brother Alex Lin to share the message.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for tonight. Thank you for Christmas. We praise you with our hearts. Your name deserves all glory and praise, all honor and everything we have. So we come to you, we have something to offer simply because Jesus Christ forgave our sins and made us holy. We come before you tonight and we dedicate this time and our hearts and our minds to go back to the original Christmas story. Lord, let us never forget what you have done for us, and in our hearts always strive to know you more and to draw you closer. Lord, I pray that tonight I would decrease and that you would increase, and that may your word resound in our hearts. May it ring in our ears that we can continue to help spread the word as your light and salt this earth. Pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Merry Christmas! Christmas is a celebration of the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. But you would not know it by driving around town. What you see are signs that say Happy Holidays. I have recently found a picture here. I think this is from New York. On the left-hand side of the picture, it tells us that the advertisement is sponsored by American Atheist.
在这个照片的旁边有一行字，很清楚的写说，这是美国无神论者赞助的。
And there are two pictures in this ad.
有两张照片在这个广告。
On the top is Santa Claus.
上面是耶诞老人。
With a caption that encourages us to keep the merry with Santa Claus.
它的字幕呢是写说，让我们保持着圣诞老人所带来的欢乐。
And the picture below that is Jesus Christ.
在下面的照片是我们的主耶稣基督。
And encourages us to drop the myth.
它是鼓励我们丢掉耶稣这个迷思。
This world succeeds in removing Christ from Christmas.
这个世界很成功的把耶稣基督从圣诞节里拿掉了。
But I know that it cannot take Christ from our hearts.
但是我知道我们是无法把基督从我们的心里移除的。
Everyone here knows the birth of Jesus.
每位都知道耶稣的诞生。
I'm not going to say anything you haven't heard before.
没有，我要说的是你们从来没有听过的。
Tonight I'm going to take us through the life of Jesus.
今晚上我要将各位带走过耶稣的一生。
Instead of just listening passively, I want you to participate by using your imagination.
与其被动的听着，我要你们用想象力去参与。
Imagine you are a close family friend of Mary and Joseph, witnessing the life of Jesus.
想象你是玛利亚和约瑟的至亲至友，来见证耶稣的一生。
I hope that by taking this trip back in time, we put the Christ back in Christmas.
我希望能借着时光倒走的这一回，我们将基督重置于圣诞节。
So travel with me back 2,000 years to a time of Caesar Augustus.
让我们回到2000年前凯撒亚故事都的时代。
To a little backwater town called Bethlehem.
一个落后的小镇叫伯利恒。
It is just small enough that there is only one motel and its sign says no vacancy.
小镇只有一间客栈，而且写着客满。
There a baby boy was born in a manger, which is a feeding trough for livestock.
那儿有个男婴出生在马槽，一个喂养牲畜的牧槽。
His name is Jesus.
男婴名叫耶稣。
Like all parents, his mother Mary must have wondered what he will become.
和所有妈妈一样，他的妈妈玛利亚一定会想耶稣长大会如何。
A carpenter, perhaps, like her husband.
像她的丈夫是木匠吗
？No.
不是。
Perhaps he will be a king.
或许他会成为一位君王。
After all, an angel told Mary that Jesus will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of King David, and his kingdom will never end.
毕竟天使对玛利亚说，耶稣要伟大，称为至高者的儿子。主神要把他祖大卫的位给他，他要做雅各家的王，直到永远。他的国也没有穷尽。
Or perhaps he will become a high priest.Someone who saves the people from their sins.
或许他会是大祭司，从人民的罪中救赎他们。
Matthew chapter 1 verses 20 to 21 describe an angel telling Joseph, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins.
马太福音章二十到二十一节讲到天使对约瑟说大卫的子孙约瑟不要怕只管娶过来你的妻子玛利亚来因她所怀的孕是从圣灵来的她将要生一个儿子你要给他起名叫耶稣因他将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来
Then some shepherds from nearby came to visit
接着一些邻近的牧羊人来访
They had just been told by an angel of the Lord that today in the town of David a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord.
主的天使刚刚对他们说，因今天在大卫的城里为你们生了救主，就是主基督。
These words confirm that Jesus will be the Messiah, the High Priest and King of Israel.
这些预言证实耶稣是弥赛亚，救世主，大祭司，以色列的君王。
As Mary holds her baby in her arms, she knows that her Jesus is special.
当玛利亚抱婴儿在怀中，她知道她的耶稣是特别的。
He will go on to do great things.
他会成就大事。
And the Bible says she treasured all these things in her heart.
圣经说玛利亚把这一切的事都存在心里。
Now travel forward in time with me.
现在让我们一起跟着时光前进。
Joseph and Mary takes baby Jesus to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord.
约瑟和玛利亚带着耶稣上耶路撒冷去，要把他献于主。
According to Jewish tradition, this ceremony usually happens when the baby is 1 month old.
按照犹太人的传统，婴儿一个月大时有这样的仪式。
Think of this as Jesus' baby dedication.
这就好比是耶稣的婴儿奉献礼。
There a righteous man, Simeon, takes baby Jesus in his arms, praises God, saying, Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you may now dismiss your servant in peace, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all nations, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, and the glory of your people Israel.
有个公义人名叫西面，把耶稣抱在怀中，赞美神说：“主啊，如今可以照你的话，释放仆人安然去世，因为我的眼睛已经看见你的救恩，就是你在万民面前所预备的，照亮外邦人的光，又是你名以色列的荣耀。”
Simeon said in essence that he can die a happy man, having seen Jesus, the Messiah, with his own eyes.
基本上，西面是说他死而无憾，因为已经亲眼看见救世主耶稣。
Mary and Joseph marveled at Simeon's words.
玛利亚和约瑟因着西面的话就稀奇。
Then Simeon goes on to say something a little more ominous to Mary.
西面接着对玛利亚说一些不好的消息。
This child is destined to cause the falling and rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be spoken against, so that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too.
这孩子被立是要叫以色列中许多人跌倒，许多人兴起。又要做毁谤的画饼，叫许多人心里的意念显露出来，你自己的心也要被刀刺透。
Years passed.
几年后。
Jesus is now 12 years old.
耶稣现在12岁了。
He goes with Joseph and Mary along with family, friends and relatives to Jerusalem for the festival of the Passover.
他和约瑟、玛利亚以及亲友们一同上耶路撒冷守逾越节。
After the festival is over, everyone is traveling on the road home.
守满了节期，大家回家去了。
It takes Mary one full day to realize that her boy is not with them.
玛利亚走了一天后，才发现耶稣不在身边。
They hurry back to Jerusalem to look for him.
他们急忙回耶路撒冷找他。
After 3 days of frantic search, they find Jesus in the temple, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions.Everyone who heard him was amazed at his understanding and his answers.
经过三天疯狂的寻找，就遇见耶稣在圣殿里，坐在教室中间，一面听一面问。凡听见他的，都稀奇他的聪明和他的应对。
I can imagine those friends and relatives say, "That Mary's boy is already so smart. Did you hear what he said? He was in the temple teaching the teachers."
我可以想象亲友们说。那玛利亚的儿子已经那么聪明了，你有听到他说的话吗？他在圣殿教导教师们啊。
The Bible says Mary again treasured all these things in her heart.
圣经说玛利亚也把这一切的事都存在心里。
Surely this is yet another sign that Jesus will grow up to be a special person.
当然，这只是其中一个记号，指向耶稣是不平凡的。
And the Bible says that Jesus continued to grow in wisdom and stature.And in favor with God and man.
圣经说，耶稣的智慧和身量，并神和人喜爱他的心，都一起增长。
Travel ahead another about 18 years.
又过了十八年。
Jesus is now about 30 years old.
耶稣如今约三十岁了。
He stands in the middle of Jordan River.
他站在约旦河的中央。
He's being baptized by John the Baptist.
他受了施洗约翰的洗。
As soon as he went up out of the water, heaven was open and the Spirit of God descended on Jesus.
他随即从水里上来，天忽然为他开了，神的灵降临在耶稣身上。
And a voice from heaven said, "This is my Son, whom I love; with him I am well pleased."
从天上有声音说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
There is no doubt now.Jesus will go on to do great and miraculous things.
无可置疑，耶稣将要成大事，行神迹。
He heals the sick, the blind see, the deaf hear, the dead live again.
他医治病人，使瞎子能看见，聋子能听见，死人能复活。
He walks on water.
他在水面上行走。
His words carry such authority that the hearts of men are revealed, and even the winds and the waves obey him.
他的话带有权柄，叫人心里的意念显露出来，甚至叫风浪也听从于他。
Everywhere he goes, throngs of people follow him.
他到哪里就一大群人跟从他。
His future looks bright, his potential limitless. Mary must be proud.
她的未来如此的耀眼，且立无可限量，玛利亚一定引以为傲。
Then things start to go wrong.
然而事情开始走下坡了。
At least in human eyes, things are going wrong for Jesus.
至少在凡人的眼里，发生在耶稣身上的事越来越糟。
By human expectations, he should be very rich and successful by now.
人民原本期待耶稣现在应该是大富大贵又大成功。
Instead, he has not made a dime from all those miraculous healings. He has not bought a house or gotten married.
哪知他一毛钱也没向病人拿，他没房子也没妻子。
He is the Lord of the Sabbath, but he has no place to rest his head.
他是安息日的主，可是他却枕头安歇之处也没有。
Often he does not even have time to eat because of the needs of the people.
他经常忙着帮助别人，以至于没有时间进食。
Perhaps it was because of a mother's worry that his family went to bring him home.
或许因为出自于一个母亲的担忧，他的家人出来拉他回家。
He is out of his mind, they thought.
因为他们说他癫狂了。
Soon things take a sinister turn.
很快的不幸的事发生了。
There are whispers of plots to assassinate Jesus.
有密谋要杀害耶稣。
3 years after the start of Jesus' ministry, he is seized by a mob and brought up on some trumped-up charges.
耶稣开始传道3年后，被一群暴徒捉拿，以不实的罪名控告。
He is given a sentence of death by crucifixion, but no one knows what he did wrong.
他被判定死十字架的死刑，却没有人知道他犯了什么错。
This was not supposed to happen.
事情不应该是这样的。
Mary's boy was so gifted; his future held so much promise.
玛利亚的儿子是如此有天赋，他的前途应该是成功的。
He was supposed to be the king of Israel.
他应该要成为以色列的君王啊。
Instead, they beat her baby boy in the morning.
然而那一天早上，他们把玛利亚的宝贝儿子鞭打。
Then from 12 noon to 3 p.m., and yes, the Bible was that specific, darkness came over the land as if in a solar eclipse.
然后正午12时到下午3时，是的，圣经讲得非常仔细，黑暗笼罩大地，仿佛日食。
Mary sees her baby boy, all grown up now, crucified on the cross.
玛利亚看见她的宝贝儿子已长大成人，被钉死在十字架上。
The same brow that Mary kissed when Jesus was a baby is now covered in blood by a crown of thorns.
小时候曾被妈妈亲过的眉宇，现在已被荆棘冠冕扎出的血遮盖。
The same little hands she used to hold as baby Jesus learned to walk is now pierced with nails.
小时候学走路时被妈妈牵住的手，现在已被钉子穿透。
Like the perfect son he has always been, he asks his disciple John to take care of Mary from now on.
正如一向都是完美儿子的他，耶稣请他的门徒约翰从此以后帮他照顾妈妈玛利亚。
Jesus says one last prayer, but not for himself, for his tormentors.
耶稣做了最后一个祷告，不是为自己，乃是为了那些折磨他的人。
Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。
Then, with his last breath, he gives a loud cry.
最后一口气，他大声喊着说，
It is finished. Father, into your hands I commit my spirit.
成了，我将我的灵魂交在你手里。
The Bible says that at that moment, the earth shook and the rocks split.
圣经上记着说，当时地震动，磐石崩裂。
A Roman centurion standing in front of the cross saw the darkness at midday, the earthquake, and the way Jesus faced death, with the compassion of a savior and the strength of a king.
一位站在十字架前的罗马百夫长看见了正午遍地黑暗、地震，以及耶稣怎样一位救世主的怜悯和君王的力量来面对死亡。
Surely he was the son of God, said the centurion.
百夫长就说，这真是神的儿子。
What is a story of human tragedy is actually God's perfect plan.
这个人类的悲剧实际上却是神完美的计划。
More than Mary's little boy, Jesus is the son of God.
耶稣不仅是玛利亚的儿子，他是神的儿子。
Jesus, who being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God as something to be used for his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness.
他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。
By coming to earth, by being born through the Virgin Mary, he is Emmanuel, God with us.
他借由童女玛利亚怀孕而生，降世为人，他是以马内利，神与我们同在。
And he is still with us as the risen Lord.
这位复活的主依然与我们同在。
The cross on which Jesus died has long turned to dust, but Jesus lives.
钉死耶稣的那个十字架已化成灰，但是耶稣依然活着。
It is Christmas.
今天是圣诞节。
In response to what Jesus has done for us, what do we bring him?
我们要送耶稣什么样礼物来回应他为我们所做的呢？
The Magi brought gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
东方博士送黄金、乳香、没药。
What do we bring to Christ?
我们送什么给耶稣呢？
Our money, our time, our talents.
钱吗？时间吗？我们的才能吗？
These we give back to God like returning a loan.
给予这些就像是还债一样。
The fact is, there is nothing we can give God that is not already His.
事实上，没有一样我们能给的，不已经是属于神的了。
Our hearts want to give something good to Jesus, but any good we have to offer is first given by God.
我们虽然诚心想要给耶稣好的礼物，可是任何一样好的礼物都已经是从神而来。
Unfortunately, the only thing we have to offer that is entirely of our own making is our sin.
有一个东西是我们可以给的。又不是从神而来的，但很不幸，那是我们的罪。
That is why Jesus Christ was born, to die for our sins.
这是为什么耶稣要诞生，为我们的罪受死。
So how can we offer good gifts to Jesus?
所以我们当献上什么好礼物给耶稣呢？
If you have not given your life to Jesus, you can confess your sins before God and accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior.
如果你还没有将自己的生命交托于耶稣，你可以在神面前承认自己的罪，并且接受耶稣为你的救主。
If you already have Jesus in your heart, you can try to do five things.
如果你已经有耶稣在你的心里，你可以试着做以下这五件事情。
You do these things not to earn God's love.
你做这些事情不是为了要换得神的爱。
You do these things as expressions of your love and trust in God.
你做这些事乃是要对神表达你心里的爱和信任。
First, submit to God, just like Mary and Joseph submitted to God's will.
第一点，顺从神，就像玛利亚和约瑟顺从神的旨意。
Number two, worship God, like the Magi who traveled a long way just to find and worship Jesus.
第二，敬拜神，就像东方博士长途跋涉去寻找和敬拜耶稣。
Number three, and this could be a hard one, give out of your need, not out of your excess, like the widow with the two coins, who out of her poverty put in everything, all she had to live on.
第三点，这点可能是比较难的，献上你所需要的，而不是你多余的，正如寡妇奉献两个铜钱。他是自己不足，把他一切养生的都投上了。
Number four, confess your sins, like the repentant criminal who joined Jesus into heaven at the crucifixion.
第四点，认罪，就像那位在十字架上认罪悔改的犯人，同耶稣进天堂。
And number five, share the gospel as Jesus' disciples, so that the world may receive God's salvation and the true meaning of Christmas.
第五点，传福音。效仿耶稣的门徒，所以这个世界能得到神的救恩，了解圣诞节真正的意义。
I hope that all of you will join me in making it a goal to practice these five things this coming year as gifts to Jesus.
我希望各位能够在新的这一年和我一同努力，实践这五个目标，作为给耶稣的礼物。
Jesus is God's Christmas gift to us.
耶稣是神送给我们的圣诞礼物。
For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
May God bless you and your family this Christmas.
在这个圣诞节，愿神祝福你们全家。